KFM's Sunday Business Show
with Avantcard, offering Ireland's first personalised lending rates.
The real chat is off air when we're having a chat here, when we're talking to some really, really interesting businesses, which are coming up now because Irish startup AirSorted amalgamates all the services on apps like Airbnb, Booking.com or Home Away. Not Home and Away, Home Away. We know you can make money out of renting your property short term, but so does the revenue commissioners, and they'd like to talk to you. It is a business after all. And that is where AirSorted comes in. Their business is minding your business, and Rachel Moore is Dublin City Manager at AirSorted Dublin. Good morning, Rachel.
Thank you for having me on. Good morning.
You are very, very welcome. You better tell the world what AirSorted does, first of all.
So we're a tech-first company, and what we do is we allow people to manage their properties hassle-free. So we take everything...
You've been trained in pitching, haven't you? I can tell.
I confess. We allow people to go away on holiday, have a couple of weeks off, and we manage their property while they're away. So yes, it's a second income for people, but it can often feel like a second job. Laundry, you know, meeting people, letting them into the property, communicating with guests at midnight when they can't work the dishwasher. We take all of that and we do that so you can, you know, head off for the weekend or go away.
And it is a business, which means that you charge.
We do charge. Absolutely.
Cave 8, how much do you charge?
15%. So the interesting thing is that, we actually only charge on money that you earn through us. So if you're, possibly heading away for a few weeks, we'll take our commission and our management fees on that amount. But if you don't have somebody in the property for 3-4 months, there's no charge to you. So it's 15% of the bookings earned.
And all you have to do is sign up.
Absolutely. Very easy.
And it is easy because you have proven the value of the business, because you're going to make a lot of people listening sick at the startup community. How much money have you raised?
We raised 7 million back in January for our Series A.
Is that euro or pound sterling?
Pound sterling.
That's real money, as we say.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a lot of money.
Great. Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a really exciting time for the company, actually. We've been bootstrapping for about 2.5 years. So we just celebrated our third birthday a few weeks ago. Bootstrapping for a long time, getting into 8 cities. And with this funding, we've pushed to 15 already, and we aim to be in 39 by the end of this calendar year.
That is fantastic. Are you driving that?
I'm driving the Irish operation. So
who drives the rest?
Team based out in the UK, our CEO, James Jenkins-Yates. He had the idea 3 years ago, set up a couple of paid social ads and a landing page, and hey-ho, the idea was born.
That is a great name. I wish I was called James Jenkins-Yates.
Yeah, he's a great guy as well. He's really inspirational.
Is he listening?
He is.
Good morning, James.
We love
your name. It is a huge, at least this is a very, could be a very, very, very big business.
It is, absolutely. Well, there's demand for it. And that's what we've proven, you know. Dublin was the third city to launch, actually, 2 years ago. We're now in 15, like I said.
How many units in Dublin are you as using you? So I presume when you say Dublin, you are talking about across the island, are you?
Just Dublin at the moment, so we're looking to expand.
So if I've got a place down in Galway or something,
unfortunately
can't use you.
Not.
That's not a business. Get over yourselves.
Oh, look, we're hoping to expand into other cities across Ireland in the coming year.
Is that going to be your job? Are you going to get a different title? You won't be Dublin City Manager.
No, I'll be Ireland Manager.
Ireland City Manager.
So part of my role is kind of looking at opportunities for the growth across the island. Galway's obviously a big tourist town. It would be great for us to be able to push down there. I'm from Limerick, so I'd love to get us down to the Treaty City myself. Cork is a good one as well.
And you mentioned that you have bootstrapped. I love hearing the stories of bootstrapping. Tell me about how hard you have worked in the past.
I think my mum and dad will know most of all. You know, they'll ring me on a Friday night and I'm working at 10 p.m. or, you know, it's a Sunday afternoon and I've got to scurry off.
But you get paid for all of this.
Well, I don't know about that. We never get paid enough if James is listening.
It is tough.
It's tough. Yeah, it is
and
tough.
And 3 years, you said.
Yeah, the company's been around for 3 years. And, you know, everybody's really put it in. We absolutely believe in what we're doing. We believe in the mission, which is why we're doing it. And, you know, the previous company I worked at was Uber, which is another company where you work super hard and you get a brilliant return on that investment that you put into yourself and you put into what you can do next.
You're doing what, 7.5 hour days there? Is that what you told me?
7.5, I wish. They were 11 hour days minimum. And you know, one of the
people
Uber...
People are listening who don't understand the whole startup scene and or working for yourself will not understand working 11 hours.
No, I don't think so.
Do your mates think that you're nuts?
Yeah, absolutely. When I can't go out on a, you know, Wednesday evening for dinner, or, you know, if I've got something early on a Sunday morning like this, people, you know, it's tough for them to balance that with their, you know, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, but to each their own. I'd never push somebody into this kind of a role, because you have to love what you do to be able to maintain this pace and to really be able to put in 100%.
This is radio, but what people listening probably do smell is that you have an entrepreneurship DNA. I can actually smell it off you. You're working for a company at the moment. When is your own company going to launch?
I don't know. I think there's so much to be learned before, you know, I go it alone. It's probably a few years down the line.
Have you got an idea?
Loads of ideas. Everyone's got ideas.
I'm right, haven't I?
Yeah.
And we didn't have a little prep talk about that.
Probably not. Look, it's a few years. I've got a lot to learn. You know, I'm young. I'm very tenacious and I'm very hardworking, but I've got a lot to learn.
My background. Sounds like your CV pitch.
My background's not in business. I didn't study business at university.
What did you study?
I studied theatre, actually, at Trinity College. Yeah, I loved it. And what I know now is that I was very operational even at that point. I was working in production all through college, and I didn't recognise it as operations.
You weren't the actor, were you not? No.
No, I wasn't. I was behind the scenes and you know, making everything work.
You've only got a half a minute now, so remember your pitching techniques. Tell the world why they should use Air Sorted.
Well, you can make extra money really easily. So if that's not a good pitch, I don't know what it is. You know, you've already got your home, right? You're already living there. You might be going off on holiday for a week. Why not let us come in, you know, get your listing up and running, get your home marketing, get all of that pricing algorithm up, and you can earn money while you're away.
And are you fully insured and all that kind of good stuff?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay. Air Sorted. They will find you where?
airsorted.ie. We're based on Tara Street. Numbers on the website, we're on Instagram, Facebook, anywhere like
and
that.
And that's Dublin only at the moment, but if you are in Galway and or Cork and or Limerick, do keep in contact with them. Rachel, you're also going to sit there because you've already started doing business with our next guest, but we have to take a quick ad break before we go to the parking world.
Today FM's Sunday Business Show.
With Avantcard. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates. Made for you.